The Lord is faithful.
Yes,
he is. Is he faithful to
yes,
you?
Yes.
Every time you serve God, you get paid for serving him. God will not make you dance for him and not pay you for dancing for him. Unfortunately, in the secular world, you pay to enter to a dance room. Hallelujah. In the spiritual world, you dance and you get paid. Hallelujah. Which one will you prefer? Hallelujah. And David danced for the Lord and he was paid for it. Is it true? And the Lord secured his lineage and generation. And when Micah saw in the window David and he mocked David, what happened? A curse followed. Praising God is what pays you. And the woman, the daughter of King Ahab, during her birthday, she danced. Is it true? And the king asked her, what do you want, my daughter? Is it half unto the kingdom I can give you? Why did God put that in the word of God? To show you that dancing for Lord, praising the Lord pays you. How do you follow instructions? How patient are you? And today, by God's grace, whatever I share with you, you will understand that there is no inheritance without building yourself towards inheritance. Most of us want to inherit good things, but we don't want to build ourselves towards that thing. Nothing comes without building. Tell your neighbor, nothing comes without building. There's no way they could have given you a pencil to write in school without teaching you pencil control. Is it true? They needed to make your ligaments. That's why they bought for you plasticines. Eh? They told you to do coloring. But most of us want to have the pen to sign the check, but you don't have the attitude of holding a pen. And by God's grace today, may God give us understanding. Blowing our trumpet, part 2. Psalms chapter 81, verse 1 to 3. Lord, give us understanding in Jesus' name. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto God, unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither a timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow the trumpet, blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed in our solemn feast day. And I told you, blowing a trumpet in the English, say you are talking about your compliment. And last week I told you about sharing testimonies. Is it true? Every one of you, God has done something for you. Look at your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, that eye, have you been having since January? Ask your neighbor, that eye you have that you're looking up with me, have you been having since January? That's already a testimony. Hallelujah. There's someone who missed his eye by March. Your eye is working. Is it true? It's the doing of the Lord. There's no way you can say God has never done something for you. So there's no way you can say there's nothing God has done for you. It is insanity of the highest realm. To even say, God has not done something for me. And I said, this once you are blowing a trumpet. And I told you last Sunday, testimonies. Record testimonies. Share testimonies. Talk about your testimonies. Hallelujah. Hey, tell your friends. Tell your friends. Testimonies come in different form. You may not have received it from the tangible, you understand? But word came, counsel came, someone came and told you, if you do 1 + 1, you get 2. And you did 1 + 1 and you got 2. That's already a testimony. But most of us went to get a tractor to say, hey, praise the Lord, church. I was walking, someone stopped a tractor and gave me. No. How will God give you a tractor if you have never thanked him for a pencil? Or a pen that he gave it to you? Because you don't share our testimonies, you sit on them, we take things for granted. You thank Jesus for everything, you understand what I'm talking about? You left, you came back, it is the doing of the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
You ate, you went to the toilet, no pipe or anything, you thank God. Sometimes share testimony, my food yesterday was so sweet, I enjoyed it. Oh, I thank God for the glands of tasting food, hallelujah. Aye, that's a testimony. Learn to share testimonies. Tell your neighbor, share your testimony with me, my friend.
Share your testimony with me.
The problem is that we don't want to share. We don't want to share. We don't want to share. And I've realized every time you share the testimonies of the acts of God in your life, God continues to multiply his acts. Hallelujah. It's a law. Give and shall be given. Yeah, unless you give God praise, God will not add more to give him praise. Why you have is your resources are little is because you are not thanking God for the little you have. Look at yourself. See what the Lord has done for you. See where you came from. Look at yourself. 10 years ago, where were you? 5 years ago, where were you? Did you know what you know? Did you have people who you had? How many of your friends have lost them? How many? Some of you even have grown and you have passed the people who are ahead of you. It's the doing of the Lord. The problem is most of us, we ignore. We ignore the little God did for you. We want the big. If you cannot say thank you for the finger, there's no way you can see hand. Every time you're given something and say, what is this? That's why it will mean that is it. It will just mean that is it. But every time you say, what is this? And you receive it, you say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, thank you for food yesterday night. Thank you for bed to sleep. I arrived today morning and I tell God, Lord, 1 hour, 30 minutes, give me power nap. Hallelujah. Power nap. When I wake up, I feel just vibrating and dancing in the spirit. Hallelujah. I woke up, I said, Lord, I'm feeling good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the first thing to say thank you for. Unless you thank God that you woke up in the morning, that day will not be good. Lord is so sharing with me, my daughter was sharing with me that day I've been telling you every day in the morning you commit your ways to the Lord. She has been committing her ways and everything has been running smoothly. Now, why are she... But you see, you cannot commit something unless you say thank you. Is it true? What's the one who say, Lord, I thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. And today I commit my day in your able hands. You are not fruitful and you are frustrated because you are not praiseful. Simple. You are not fruitful and you are frustrated because you are not what? Praiseful. If you are praiseful, you will be fruitful and not be frustrated. Blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet. No matter what you are going through, blow the trumpet. God will change your position. Amen. God will change that pain. Hallelujah. Amen. God will transform you. Just blow the trumpet. And today we'll be looking at speaking what the word of God has given and will give. Speaking what the word of God has what? And will what? That is a form of testimony. You can come here and say, I was reading the word of God and say, it shall supply all my needs according to the riches in glory. And I thank God, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, that next week I shall be supplied more than enough. That's my testimony in Jesus' name. We will clap and wonder why you're quoting the scripture. But you're testifying the word of God. You're testifying what? That's why as a Christian, you must know the word. You must know the? Psalms 149, verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their what? In their hand. Psalms 149, verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and two-edged sword in their what? What is that two-edged sword? It's the word of God. The word of God is like a two-edged what? You must have the word of God in your hand as you're praising God. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God because the word of God says this. Lord, I thank God because the word of God says this. Lord, I thank you for the word says this. Your word, you're confirming the word. You're confirming what? You're speaking the word continuously. I thank God, God has healed me. I thank God, God is opening doors. I thank God for Lord, she has supplied all my needs. Hallelujah. I thank God I'm healed, I'm restored. Because you are saying the word. Praise the Lord with your word of God in your hand. Most of us praise God without the word of God in our hands. Now, see, it doesn't, most of us want to praise God when we have something. No, but you already have something, the word of God. That Bible is powerful. Hallelujah. The more you start testifying that Bible, it becomes a reality in your life. Yes. Testimonies are not only when it happens, but also that is said to happen. Hallelujah. Testimony is not only when it what?
Happens.
But that is saying that it will what? It will happen. Until you say it, you cannot see it. Until you say it, you do what? You can't see it. Don't speak testimonies because it has happened in you. Even if it does not happen, start saying it. Start what? So I decided to do what I'll do today. I was planning to do my wife, tell my wife, is to write a list of everything that I think I need to pay to clear the bills. And I command the angels this week, angel, come, this bill cleared. This bill won. And I'll take all of them, and I promise you by Sunday, I'll show you the list. God will answer my prayers. Now, I'm saying what is about what? I'm not waiting for it to happen. Speaking the word of God. Speaking the word of? Start saying I am rich. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor I'm rich.
Amen.
I am blessed.
I'm
decorated. I'm not a pauper.
God. In the name of, I'm not a small boy or a small girl. Be careful, you're looking at me. Hallelujah. The problem is we have no, I was joking with Doris to say, why is it that when people enter a room, they sit behind? The first is for who? You go sit in front, also you are an important person, is it true? The mentality you have is what makes you sit behind. I'm important. I sit anywhere. Until you come and tell me, oh, someone's, oh, sorry. I thought it was my own, eh? It's okay, let me just elevate myself. But did you say, let me just what? Elevate myself. No, don't move. I'm not moving anywhere. It's my position. It's only that the chair was put at the wrong place. Hallelujah. Mentality matters. Mentality. That's why you thank God for whatever. If you have the word of God, when the word of God said you are a blessed man, you are healed, you are delivered, you have been saved, you start saying it. You don't need to see it to start saying it. You start saying it before you see it. And Abraham said, I am a father of many nations, yet Isaac was supposed to be born. Do you see, does a woman who's pregnant see the baby then say she's pregnant, or she says she's pregnant before seeing the baby? What does the woman say? She's pregnant before seeing the baby. She doesn't see the baby and say, hey, I am pregnant now. No! Most of you are waiting for the miracle to say it. Become pregnant before the miracle, hallelujah.
Amen.
And walk like it. Change your formula, hallelujah. Walk like a what? Someone told me, we met a guy yesterday. I was saying to him, he told me, I didn't know you are 1 GB. Like, say, hey, my friend, I'm not 1 GB. Like, you are 1 TB. Hallelujah. Totally blessed. Hallelujah. That's a man, 1 GB. What is 1 GB? That's your own. Hallelujah. Don't just say anything. I have learned that no one tells me. I was even with that. Someone says something. I cancel it there. Immediately. I will not tell you. You think I'll agree with you? Your own, my friend. I'm telling you. I know what the word of God says. You cannot tell me what I don't believe. Simple. We are coming for Thursday service. It's a Thursday service. Is it true? Then that guy said, you reach there at 7. I said, we will not reach at 7 o'clock. Who told you? There's no way we reach at 7 o'clock. That's your own. Hallelujah. And there will be traffic in the road. That's your own. For me, I know when we go, we don't meet traffic. Hallelujah. I say what I believe, and I have what I say. Simple. Most of you are waiting for the baby for you to say you're pregnant. You see, you're abusing the law of progress. Start saying you're pregnant before seeing the baby. It takes you only 9 months of continuous saying, then you'll have the child. 9 months. Is it true? If today you start saying, I'm blessed every day, for the next 9 months, you'll be blessed one. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You will. There's no way to change. The body accepts what you say. Do you know that? The body accepts what you say. The problem, your body is behaving, this boy is behaving, is because you are saying the wrong thing. Oh, I am poor. Hey, man, to Minnesota. What do you mean to Minnesota? Heaven has supplied.
Amen.
Why are you saying Minnesota? Minnesota nini? What is it? Absence is not denial. Because I don't have money doesn't mean I've been denied money.
Yes.
Why are you thinking like someone has been denied? Absence is not what?
Denied.
Why are you behaving as if you have been denied? Just say my man is engaged. Hallelujah. But it's being released soon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Simple. He's engaged. Now he's engaged. Hallelujah. You see, as a man thinking in his heart, so easy. The way you think you become, not the way you pray. Some of us pray but don't think. That's why you don't become what you are thinking.
Yes.
You are praying correctly, Lord supply, but you are thinking poor.
Mm-hmm.
You are praying, Father, thank you for blessing me, but you are thinking like a poor person. If I ask you right for me, I check for 1,000 and say, hey, Mr. Man, you relax. First of all, me have more problems, you see? That's a problem. I was telling Millicent and Doris to make a run on Dickens money, hallelujah. Like seriously, to spend it, hallelujah. So Dickens to know to spend the money, hallelujah. Because unless you spend, you see one thing, let me tell you. My wife was telling me she loves my attitude about money, but you see one thing, I don't fear money. I've noticed one, there's only one law in life. What you fear, you submit to. As simple as that. What you fear, you do what? If you fear giving money, your money has become your boss. Simple. But every time you can give money has never become your boss. You tell it where to go. Don't fear. Don't what? Don't fear. You fear too much. You just fear. Nikipana kakachwanyi. You wiki nakanta kanyaga mgu. Who told you you will walk? God can send a car to pick you. You know something about? Stop thinking negative. Stop thinking negative.
Yes.
That's why God, the law of financial progress is in giving, it's not in saving. It's people who save are poor, but people who give increase. Because of the law of harvest says, give and shall be given. Even the secular, they know for you to multiply, you must give. You must invest, they call it investment. Is it true? They don't call you save it. You have been saving. How much do you have for their saving? Nothing. You save, you eat, you save, you eat, you save, you eat, you save, you eat, you invest, you never eat. You enjoy. Hallelujah. Simple. Mentality. And that's what we're talking about, speaking the word. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. It says, and now, brethren, and now what?
Brethren.
Tell your neighbor, now, my sister or my brother.
Now.
Open Acts 20, verse 32. Say, open it. You read for yourself. Huh? Are we there? He says what? And now what?
Now,
I commend you what?
Commend
you
to
and one. And to what? Which is able to do what? To build you up. And then what? An inheritance among all them which are what? If you are born again, you have an inheritance. That's why you are commended to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and is a conjunction showing you the way you are built up. There's no way you can fail to be have an inheritance. Is it true? Those who did English, and is a conjunction. Is it true? It joins two things together. There's no way you'll be growing the word of God and fail to get an inheritance. And if you grow in the word of God, there's no way you fail to say the word of God. There's no way you stop saying the word of God. You'll say it. You will continue saying it. I've been saying no man in this church or no woman in the next 15 years, your friends will be driving the same car like you are driving. I've been telling you that. Is it true? Because I know you'll be blessed people. I know. I have told you 15. Is it true? You keep on counting. This word that is entering your head, by the time 15 years go, you'll be benching something else. You bet like this, dollar, hallelujah. You see, this guy, hey, brother, this guy, when he costs like this, dollars just come out. It is possible. I know what I'm saying. The word of God is transformative. It is reformative. It reforms you. I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. So this word, when it builds you up, it will give you a net. But now listen, the building comes before the inheritance. You understand what I'm talking about? That's why you must know the word. You must pursue to know God. There are books, 50 shillings. You come to church. You understand what I'm talking about? Serve somewhere. Your word is changing. Most of you have received testimonies because you have been continuous. Is it true? No one has prayed for you. There's no prayer that is powerful than you're thinking. Do you know that? Because you've never learned the law of management and multiplication. He was surprised. That's why the Bible says the seed must grow for it to bear much fruit. It must die first. Then it grows. To bear much what? Most people want wealth, but they don't have the characteristics of being wealthy. As simple as that. Don't have the characteristics of being what?
Wealthy.
Like one law I always have. You don't eat until you work. Listen to me about. So what have you done to ask me for food? It's a simple thing. It's a law. If you find yourself you are eating chicken and the whole day you have not thought about anything for your progress, you are a very poor person. You are a very poor person, I'm telling you the truth. Because the chicken you ate today, how will you produce it tomorrow? Because remember, you don't lay eggs. Is it true? You must think on a way. Is it true? Most of us want chicken but don't know how to produce the egg that will give the chicken. Or you think you'll buy an egg, you put it on a hat or thermostat to make it hatch. It will not happen like that. Because laws must be followed. If you consume today, think about how you'll consume tomorrow. That's why when you eat and you have not worked, and I always say work does not only mean doing something, also comes to thinking. Understand? How often do you take time with yourself and think? Think about your life. Then when you sit in the word of God, you start saying things differently. Hallelujah. No. The word of God says I should do this. Most of us want the inheritance without building. That's why Revelation 12, 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. You must say the word to have that inheritance. But for you to say that word, you must build capacity of knowing the word of God. You must know the word. You must know how to say the word. Some of you, yet you need to know, be taught how to listen to the Holy Ghost and talk to the Holy Ghost. Some of you see me, you envy, but you don't know what I go through. There's some disciplines I have in my life that you don't have. It's as simple as that. That's why they speak and you don't hear, because you're seeing brotherhood. But when you speak and you listen, you see something. Be specific. The same way God looks at your ideas. If the word frequency is absent, there's nothing will happen. That's why you must know the word of God. There's no way you can. Now, when you know the word of God, that's how you will testify the word of God. When Sarah was told, according to times and seasons, you shall bear a son, according to the book of Genesis chapter 18, I believe Sarah started buying clothes. Is it true? Say, oh, my Isaac is coming. My Isaac is coming. Is it true? She was saying, she was thinking it. And when Isaac came, there was no way it was told, and Sarah was believing God for money to buy pampers. Was it written anywhere? Nowhere. So she was thinking the child, and she's so preparing for the child. The word frequency was correct. When the word frequency is correct, you testify the word. You said the word, you must testify it. There's no way you can fail to testify the word. If you know you are healed, there's no way someone can tell you are sick. If you know you are blessed, no one can tell you you are poor. That's why I don't respect anyone who tells me anything contrary to the word of God. I will not agree with you. As simple as that. Because the word of God is yea and forever, amen. And the Bible says, everything shall pass away, but the word of God shall stand. The word shall stand. So you must build capacity in the word of God for you to be stronger. Like Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Look at this one. Tell your neighbor, build your testimony resource with the word of God. Some of us, our resource centers are empty. Eh? When you have, I feel some sore throat. I think it's a flu coming. Who told you a flu is coming? By the way, did the flu tell you it's coming? There's no way it is. Which prescription are you using? You see that if you talk to yourself, say, in the name of Jesus. Say, by his stripes I am healed. Hallelujah. By the blood of covenant, I plead. And at the name of Jesus, everything bows. I command this affection or affliction to bow. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. That's our overcomer's mentality. But then say, I'm talking. I think it has been very cold of late, and it's very dusty. How does dust have to do with you? When Jesus was living, he was living where? So on earth. Earth was not having dust. Where is it? And Jesus was sitting in the bed with a cold that he could not even move. And he asked for Dr. Luke to give him a prescription. That's why Jesus came here. Really, you know what I'm talking about? Think some things logically. Luke 6:45. A good man out of his good treasure, and his heart bringeth forth what? That which is good. And an evil man out of his what? Evil. So every one of us has a resource center. But what have you put in your resource center? That's the question. That's why you're listening to secular music. You just become secular. Your evil treasure is like that. When you hear music, you go, you just start jumping. But when you hear the word of God, because your evil treasure and your good treasure is complicated. Ask your neighbor, what is in your resource center? If God was able to help me open your heart, what will I see in your resource center? Your resource center is what is in your heart. You understand your mind? What is in your heart? Some of us have empty things in our resource center. Empty. Our shelves are just clean. You should have in your resource center, you should have scriptures for healing, for restoration, for deliverance. You're talking about? For wealth. You understand what I'm talking about? Your resource center should have it. That when things come, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit will help you to lift up a standard. Hallelujah. That standard will only be lifted up not by quoting, but by your resource center. America is powerful because of the research center it has. Because their resource center for materials is very big, it's very huge. Do you know America has minerals, a lot of minerals, but they still import from Africa? But Africans are giving their own minerals. They are not having any resource center. That's our use. What's in your resource center? A good man A good treasure of his heart. Bring it that which is what? Good. Every time you don't receive what is good,
ask yourself, it is so center, what is in my heart?
If you have negative friends,
what is in your heart? Mutunguyas. Mutunguyas. Tukatubis. Mutunguyas. 20 years, Mutunguyas. 50 years, Mutunguyas. 70 years, Mutunguyas. 80 years, Mutunguyas. What have you achieved? I don't know why people get excited with such things. My aunt is week to understand my day. I'm sending that helicopter to pick you next week. Hallelujah. That's what she's. Now we are talking. Hallelujah. We have thought our capacity has grown that we are thinking about helicopters, not even cars. Hallelujah. The problem is that is it. Because your resource center is empty. There's nothing good that is coming out of it. And the member says, out of the sun, the evil man, you're not thinking about. He brings out evil. If anything is evil around your life, it's your resource center. Tell your neighbor it's your resource center. It has nothing to do with God. Hallelujah. Because as a man thinketh, so he is. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 3 verse 10. Are you understanding about the word of God?
Yes.
That's why you must testify the word. The word of God gives you. That's why you must be continuous with God. Continuous. Then you grow. You understand? Because there's no way you can read all the books in the library at a day. Is it true? You need time to go to the library consistency. Is it true? The same way, that's why you need to go to Zion. And the Bible says they move from strength to strength. Every one of them that appears in Zion. Is it true? Before God. You move from one strength to another. That's why when you come to church, you hear something, you go home and say, hey, your word. It doesn't matter where you start. What matters is how you finish. How do you want to finish? How do you want to finish, my friends? That's why Paul says, I have fought the race. Listen, I've run that race. I did not fight a gun in the air. Hallelujah. I was pressing towards a particular mark. Which mark are you running for? The insufficiency of the word of God in your life cannot make you testify. If you have the word of God, you speak the word. When you speak the word, it's like a testimony. Like a testimony.
Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords and into the springboards into spears. Let the weak say, I am.
You can't say you are strong if your resource center is weak. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? So what are you going through now, personally as an individual? And ask yourself, what is the capacity of a resource center to balance whatever you're going through? Are you getting what I'm talking about? Is it financial issue? Is it family issues? Is it health issues? Is it job issues? Ask yourself, how am I now? You understand? How have I developed? So do I need to ask questions? Hallelujah. I tell God, man, if this thing is true, show yourself. And I follow God and truly to his word. That's why I always tell you, give God time all the time. You know what I'm talking about? Develop a relationship with God. Be consistent. You know what I'm talking about? Then God will transform. Never envy people without knowing their story. Most of us, we envy people without knowing their what? Before glamour and glory, there's a process. Are we clear? Before glamour and glory, there's a what? There's no girl who grows to be a wife without being taken through a process of wifehood or motherhood. Is it true? If that woman skips that, she just becomes a woman. Is it true? She can never find out, become a wife. Process.
2 Corinthians 6, 4 to 10, it says, but in all things are proving herself as the ministers of God, in much patience, in affliction. Are we there? 2 Corinthians 6, verse 4 to 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4 to 10. But in all things are proving ourselves as the ministers of what? We are approving what? Ourselves. In much what? In afflictions, in necessities. You know that Paul had needs. You understand what came out? He had needs. In distress. Paul had time that he didn't know what to do. In stripes, he was beaten. You know what I'm talking about? In imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by, you understand? He was going through this and he had pureness. You're not talking about? He had knowledge. He had long suffering. He was still kind by the Holy Ghost, by love. He had all these things. When he says by, it means it was by him. You're not talking about? I look at this, verse 7. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left,
by honor and dishonor, by evil report and what? As deceivers and yet what? He said what? Verse 9, as unknown, yet well what? As dying, and yet behold, we what? As saddened, but we are not what? We are sorrowful, we are here always what? As poor, we were yes, making what? Many rich. This man was poor and he was making people rich. Mentality. Why was he making someone rich and he's poor? Testifying the word of God. Look at this one. As having nothing, yet possessing what? You look at people who tell you, I'm a blessed man. The word of God was his testimony. Did you hear that? He went through all these things, but he knew one thing. No, my... Because I'm looking like I'm poor, I am so rich. I will make you rich. Amen. Tell your friends I'll make you rich. You understand? Come on. Tell them I'm a blessed man. If you hang up with me, you'll be transformed like Lot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your friends you're a blessed man. That's the word of the God. That's testimonies. Mentality. Mentality. I'm telling you, it's the word of God which has transformed you. When this word is there, the testimony is there. This is Paul. Do you hear that? This is very funny. He says verse 9, as unknown, yet we are well.
No.
Paul knew he was a celebrity.
Yes.
Paul knew he was a celebrity. If you know you're a celebrity, you don't walk like someone who's not a celebrity. Is it true? Me, no one talks to me anymore. I'll just tell you in your face. You come in my jurisdiction, you operate on my platform, not on your own platform. If I come to jurisdiction, I respect it, but most likely you will be coming to mine. Simple. I tell you, go slow. That's why I don't bless the people. I know what I have. You cannot say what I don't believe. As simple as that. If you say what I don't believe, I will not agree with you. I'll just tell you I don't agree. Who told you I agree with you? Most of you, your friends can tell you, no, Minnesota. Hey, by the way, Minnesota. Who told you? No! Then you're my friend, you're confused. You're seeing the wrong thing.
Amen.
You understand? Show them the word of God. Paul says, yet poor, we are making people what?
Rich.
Oh my Jesus. So never, I will make you rich.
You.
Oh my. I'll make you rich. Hallelujah.
Rich.
This is what we call in the word of God transforming you that you're testifying. This is not bragging. He's saying the word. Hallelujah. He's testifying what? The word. I am a celebrity. If you're a celebrity, will you walk the way you walk? If you're a celebrity, how will you sit? If you're a celebrity right now, who will be your friends? If you're a celebrity, how will you talk to people? The problem is that you're not a celebrity because you don't know. You're waiting to be, you're waiting for the testimony. Start behaving there.
Testimony.
Now you're getting it. I say, yes, dying, beyond we what? We live. I am not dead. What are you saying? You're not dead. You're not dead. You're not dead. See, we can't die. As just and not what? Killed. That's why Paul was stoned and he came back to life. He was stoned and left to die. But when these guys were, he left, he stood up. That's the close and he continued. But Stephen allowed himself to go. Paul did not allow himself to go. The word of God being in you, your resource center. Your resource what?
Center.
You see how it is so powerful. These testimonies come when you start sharing the word of God. Start talking the word of God. Say what you believe. Do you believe you're rich?
Yes.
Do you believe you're blessed?
Yes.
Do you believe you're transformed? That is it. If you believe you're transformed, you and Tony should be talking about totally different things. And I was telling him, you see, if your mentality does not change, if the company grows, the growth of the company will swallow you. It will swallow you, I'm telling the truth. Because you have not prepared yourself for it. You will only get to where you see, as simple as that. Where you what? I say, as sorrowful yet rejoice. Paul did not allow sorrow to bring him. The thing, challenges will be there, but don't allow things to bring you down, okay? Don't allow. But poor yet making many rich, and as having nothing yet possessing all.
Okay.
So Paul used to tell people, I own houses. I don't know, Paul, but no, which house do you own, my friend? But Paul was not confused. He knew the testimony of the word of God. The word of God is true. The word of God is pure. Everything about it. Every time you speak the word of God, it comes to pass. Develop your resource center. Tell your neighbor, develop your resource center.
So how do I qualify to walk in the word realms? Four things, quick. How do I walk there? How? What makes you develop your resource center? What makes you have the word of God as your testimony? What makes you to qualify to have? Number one, say salvation.
Salvation.
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 to 19. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 to 19. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. It's to them that perish foolishness. But unto us that which are saved, it is the power of what? If you tell someone to be born again, someone is foolish, I can be unakokayanini. That's what I say of time. I told you we should grow in a place that someone aims is a Christian. Why people don't every Christian because Christians are not blessed? That's what I'm telling you. Men's meeting, women's meeting, you should do business. I'm talking about. You should be blessed. Some of your friends will follow you to church because now you're making money. Do you know that? Christianity is not a waste of time. I can tell you for sure. I've been a Christian for the few days I've been. And I can tell you, it's no waste of time. Unless you're born again, do we think being born again is foolishness? But for us, we know it is the power of what? Power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring nothing the understanding of the prudent. If you reach a time that the church will be envied, make sure you're in that boat. Hallelujah. Make sure. Be properly born again. You can't serve God and serve mammon. You can't be serving secular music and listening to secular. Rastaman. What is that other guy? Yo, yo, yo. What do they call them nowadays? You know, we used to call them yo, yo when you were young. You guys, you know how you call each other. How do you call each other? Yeah? Eh? Ati? Ati bra. Okay, what's up, bra? Eh? No. God is not talking about that. It is talking about. Listen to me. You know, you can be a Christian and don't need to use such words to communicate because you're just a blessed person. You're cool and humble. Hallelujah. You can. Salvation is power. Tell your neighbor, salvation is power. Don't take salvation for granted. That's why everyone must be born again. Unless you're born again, you won't experience this power of the resource center you have. For you to enter the library, you must have a card. Is it true? The salvation is that card will give you power from it. Number two, you must be Holy Ghost filled. You must be what? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will teach you. Sometimes a man of God cannot teach you. Sometimes a pastor cannot teach you some things. It's the Holy Ghost. But the natural man receiveth not these things. Natural? Someone is not born again, Holy Ghost filled, will not understand. When you tell them, say you are rich, they say, what do you mean? Why should I say I'm rich? You only could pretend. That's all pretense. You're not pretending, my friend, okay? You are saying what you know. You know, there's a difference of pretending and saying what you know. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, now Abraham was said to be a father of many nations. Was he pretending or he was saying whatever he knew? So I'm not pretending. Tell your neighbor, I'm not pretending. That I'm a blessed person. If you think I'm pretending, stay with your own thoughts. That's simple. It's not pretense. When I say I'm blessed, I'm not pretending. I'm saying what I know because I understand it. I cannot pass on, may not understand. When I say I'm not sick, someone will say, hey, what do you mean you can't be sick? When I say I'm blessed beyond boundaries, say I'm changing levels. Change your mentality. Tell me about change your mentality.
That is it.
Change mentality. Change mentality. I know absence is not denial. That's one thing I say. That's why I'm not pretending, telling you I'm a blessed person. Telling you we are 3,000 men. Telling you in the next 15 years, if your mates drink the same car like you and you are seated under this church, it will be a lie. It will be a lie, I'm telling you the truth. Because the men's and the women's ministry will grow. You're not talking about, if you're consistent with God in this church, there's no way you can be the same way. There is no way, I'm telling you. Holy Ghost, feel. That's what he'll teach you. He will what? Number three, be in fellowship among brethren. Say fellowship.
Fellowship.
Colossians 3:16. Have fellowship, be in church, belong in a service group, hallelujah. Be a member, make friends with people in church. It helps, hallelujah.
Because you talk the word of God. If you're a member, you talk to each other. It doesn't mean you need to talk to me. You can talk to any member, hallelujah. And you wrap your minds with the word of God. You spend your time with influences how you think. You know that? That's why you fellowship with others. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of God, let the word of Christ dwell in you what? In all wisdom. Are you there? Open Colossians 3:16. Don't abuse the power of fellowship in church. Your friends are carnal, all of them. The only thing they talk about shoes. How will shoes take you to where you are going? Why don't you talk about excavators? Some of us, our friends are making us think the way we are thinking. We are thinking the way we are thinking. Are we Colossians 3:16?
Yes.
Let the word of God, let the word of Christ dwell in you. You see, the word of God came first. You understand? Richly in all what? Teaching and admonishing one. You're telling each other, you're not talking about teaching and admonishing. Admonishing to someone, but don't worry. The word of God says you'll be healed, my friend. You'll be healed. That's admonishing. You know what I'm talking about? Now teaching, but then I read this thing. I was reading a book. I was listening to a message. That's teaching. All wisdom. Last time I did this and I did this and I got this marks. I think if you get this and this, you'll get it. You know what I'm talking about? Now, and then he continues and says what? And in what? In psalms. You can do it in songs. Hallelujah. In hymns. In spiritual songs, singing with the grace in your hearts or to the
Lord.
The problem is you're working with people who are mutungu.
Mutunguyas.
I'm not saying mutunguyas is bad, but mutunguyas, where are you going to with mutunguyas? Let me tell you, my friend, in the next 15 years or 10 years or 5 years, I want to see you having a car. What are you doing with your life right now? Hallelujah. What can you invest in? Hallelujah. Let us think. This is your strength. If you can capitalize on this, I was reading a book dealing with this and talking about, you see someone will be transformed. These friends that you spend time with, they don't even read. Now, check your first 5 friends. Which of them are studious? Close your eyes and think. First 5 friends, tell me. Don't tell me. Tell yourself in your head. Close your eyes, don't look at me. So you know your first 5 friends. Stop pretending. Even if it can be your brother or your sister, but they are empty. They are not. Close your eyes. Tell me, your first 5 friends. Among those 5 friends, have you closed your eyes? Among those 5 friends, which one of them is studious? Okay, let me continue. Which of them is wealthier than you? Which of them is intelligent than you? And which of them are good people that you can follow after? Open your eyes. Did you give yourself answers? Do you think you need to reevaluate some things? 5, I just said 5. A lion leading sheep is a lost army. Is it a lost army?
Yes.
1 rich man, 9 poor people, that man is poor. Do you know what I'm talking about? 1 poor people, 1 poor person, 9 rich people, that man is rich. I don't know if you got my calculations. 1 rich man, 9 poor people, that man is what? 1 poor person, 9 rich man, that man is what? Because they wouldn't allow him like that. They'll buy him a car by force. You take that car, drag yourself home. That's why you're in the house of the Lord, hallelujah.
Yes.
You can't be with me and be telling me, what's happening with this guy? Can you change mentality here?
Amen.
Can you change? Speak to one another. That's why you must be in church. Have fellowship. The men have fellowship. Be in groups together. Talk together. Hallelujah. All the men, that's what I said. For all the Sundays till the end of September, the men's and the women's meeting will be meeting. I said that on Thursday. Is it true? So you can rub your minds together. The ability is your company. And lastly, what you are taught. What you are what? And what you'll be able to teach. What you are taught and what you'll be able? Like now I'm teaching you, hallelujah. If you do put to practice whatever I'm teaching you, you'll be able also to teach others, hallelujah. You tell them, my dear, I was taught in church, I've practiced it, it has worked. Also, I think even if you do it, you'll do it. What you are taught and what you are able to do what? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. As we close,
then we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But today we are praising the Lord in a different way. Hallelujah. We will not sing. Hallelujah. Because there are different ways to testify to praise the Lord. There are different ways to praise the Lord. Are you in Deuteronomy chapter 4? Verse 9 to 10? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes has what? And lest thy depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy what? Sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Hebron, Horeb, sorry, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I'll make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, that they may teach their what? But they must be taught. You must be taught as a man to teach others. You must be taught as a woman to teach others. Anyone who's not cannot be taught can never be successful. Simple. Have a teachable spirit is one of the powerful forces you can have in life. Teachable what? You can be taught. You can be told, no, don't do this. And you're listening. The problem is some people stand, but their heart is sitting. You know what I mean? You're talking to them. They're standing with you, but their heart is sitting. They're just saying, yes, yes, yes. Until trouble meets them. Say, okay, man of God, what were you saying last time? I said, I was not saying anything. Have a teachable spirit. That's how you will know how to testify the word of God. Have you been blessed today?
Yes.
Have you learned something?
Yes.
This is that man that we shall blow a trumpet.
Amen.
Now, apart from your personal testimony, this week we go telling people the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tell people the word of God.
Amen.
Tell people the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God has made me whole.